discussion on the bill. Gentleman from St. Louis County, for purpose, do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I speak on the bill, please?
Please proceed, gentlemen.
Mr. Speaker, I hope you indulge me for a second so I can generally speak about today's education system. Where I live, I've heard a number of things about our education system that involves the urban areas, the rural areas, and that sometimes we tend to leave out the suburban areas. There are a ton of excuses for why our education system is in the shape that it's in. Some say when you get to the urban areas, they're single-parent homes. Some kids don't come to school fed. They live in a harsh environment. So that tends to factor into how they receive a quality education. I believe that can be true. But I often wonder, why is it that where I live, where it's middle class, where the homes surrounding the schools are anywhere between $200,000 and $500,000, well, when you look out of the school door and the cars that drive up to drop their kids to school have both parents, their Mercedes Benz, and any other luxury car you can name, and I wonder why those kids' quality of education is still terrible. I wonder why it is that we can pass bond issue after bond issue after bond issue and build $30 million schools in my community. And my son won't come home with a book. I wonder why it is I pay taxes and my family has to sacrifice and send my children to private school so they can get a decent education. There's no quick fix. No side is all right and no side is all wrong. But there is a problem when we in this legislature don't determine our kids' future or don't help to determine their future. There is a problem when people in this body don't vote based on their convictions. If you believe it, then you vote on it. And if you don't, you shouldn't. But a piece of paper that's laid on my desk before I take a vote will not determine whether or not I do what's right for the kids in my community. No outside group. We all ran on education. And I would be shocked if anyone in here said that was not a part of their platform. In the times I've been, the 5 years I've been here, we've done nothing significant about our education system. What I've heard was, no, we can't do that. No, we won't accept that. No, we're going to fight you as hard as we can. This year, I didn't lose. My kids are getting a quality education. Most of you all in here didn't lose because your kids are getting or got a quality education. But the people we serve, they've lost another year. They've lost another year. So while we pander to groups, while we pander to organizations, China has enough educated kids to build new infrastructure. India has enough educated kids to take the simplest jobs away from us. Pick up your cell phone and dial customer service. We're failing. we're failing. And while we're talking about putting letter grades on schools, which I think we should do, let's put a letter grade on this legislature. It's been an F. It's been an F. And that's thanks to every outside group that's had something to say about education. If it was so right, it wouldn't have been failing for the last 30 years. It wouldn't be failing our kids now. If it was so right, we couldn't pass bond initiatives to build $30 million schools, and now schools can't send books home for our kids.